Welcome, everyone, to a special episode of Live from My Drum Room. It's my annual Christmas holiday show where I invite a bunch of drummers and I never really know who's going to show up. A few actually respond and say, I'll see you there, or sorry, I can't make it. But most of them just show up, as you'll see here today. And this was a really great show. My guests were in no particular order, but sort of in order: Ainsley Dunbar, Mike Mangini, Robin Flans, Eddie Tadhuri, Simon Phillips, Jimmy Chamberlain, Rob Wallace, Anton Figg, Dave Maddox, Rick Murata, Jack Bruno, Joe Vitale, Steve Gadd, Charlie Drayton, Jim Keltner, Dennis Chambers, Steve Gorman, and Kenny Aronoff. Now, they all weren't on at the same time, as you'll see. They were sort of coming and going, and at times ships passing in the night. And this was a live show, so you'll see that there were a couple of warts here and there with sound and crazy background noise that we were getting. But all that aside, I think you'll enjoy this. It was a great show. So buckle up, get ready, enjoy the ride. I'll see you on the other side. And again, no drummers were harmed during this show. Okay, happy holidays, Merry Christmas. Don't forget to subscribe. All right, look at this.
Meeting Zoom live stream, got it.
Simon!
Good morning, everyone.
Hello, Simon.
Hello, how are you, Johnny D?
It's great to see you. Thanks for joining. Say hello to Ainsley Dunbar and Mike
Mangini. Hey, man.
Hello. Mike Mangini.
Hi, Simon.
Hey, Mike, how are you doing?
Very well.
And Robin Flans and Eddie Tadhuri.
Hi, Simon. Hi, Eddie.
Hello.
Hi, Robin.
Hey, guys. Ainsley, I think the last time I saw you was outside Lucy's El Adobe in 1978 with Jeff Beck.
Oh,
God, what a
even I can't remember.
You haven't seen him since then, Simon. Wow. Well, see, this is what I do.
I know.
I bring old friends together.
By the way, this is my manager.
He looks very tall and intimidating.
Yeah, this is my son, Ryland.
Ryland, good to see you. I haven't seen you since you were about this big,
really?
Probably.
Was that vertical or horizontal?
I think horizontal. Maybe vertical, too. I don't know. Yeah. Well, thanks for joining, guys. This is great, man.
Just wanted to say a quick hello from Ojai and just, wish everybody a Merry Christmas. And yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah. Yeah. Fantastic. I know. I wanted to get some folks together, and there's going to be other people jumping in throughout the next hour or so, but I understand people can't hang all day, but Ryland's got margaritas to make, and
he's got he flew in yesterday from Vienna, so he's a little tired, and tonight I think we won't be drinking tonight. We're on the race circuit tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Go-karting.
Fantastic.
Oh, awesome.
It's my new hobby. Yeah, I was missing driving something for a long time. And we went karting down in Fontana, just at the cow speed places. You turn up and pay for a few laps. Uh-oh, somebody else is coming in.
Jimmy Chamberlain has entered the building.
Wow.
Yeah, there he is.
There you go.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, what's up? Happy holidays.
Yeah, you too, buddy. I don't know if you can see everybody. Simon Phillips, Mike Mangini, Ainsley Dunbar, Eddie Tadhuri. Hey.
I can only see you right now, but I think only when people are talking, but maybe I can.
I think if you go up to view, I think if you click, there's a gallery. Click up on the upper right-hand corner where it says view. And if you hit gallery, it should show everybody. If I have that right.
My background is fake, Jimmy.
All right. Oh, that's amazing.
I thought you were going to be serving us drinks.
Yeah. No, just me.
Having a bubble of Sahara Dura there, I see, I think. Well, Jimmy, just before you joined us, we were telling everybody about our track day tomorrow. We're going go-karting.
Oh, fantastic.
Do you know Adam? Did he ever go to Adam's Motorsport in Riverside?
Uh-uh.
Okay, so it's a nice go-kart track. They do drifting there, but primarily was built for a go-kart track quite a few years ago. And we're going to be running in two KA100 engine chassis, cosmic chassis, and yeah. So that's tomorrow's. So no margaritas tonight.
No, well, at least you're in the sunshine. I'll be praying. I'll be praying not to be shoveling snow while you're working your go-kart.
Well, actually,
you and Lewis Hamilton.
I had to order some wets because you know, it's been raining here.
On the
West Coast, it's so hard to get wet tires for carts because they all get sold to the East Coast racers.
Sure.
So, but I think it's going to be sunny tomorrow.
We'll have fun.
Good morning, hey, Rob.
Well, how's everybody up?
Everybody's
what's the
good
report? Is everybody going to have a good holiday?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to see our grandkids Christmas Eve. So it can't help but be amazing. We're so excited. Yeah.
My daughter's coming home tomorrow. She considers herself a fully fledged New Yorker now. So she doesn't want to trifle too much with the Midwest anymore. She's 21 now, and she didn't come home for Thanksgiving because she was too busy, and her break's already a week in, but she didn't want to come in till the day 2 days before Christmas. And then I had to bracket it with hey, we're going to take a family vacation afterwards. So that was really the catalyst to get her to come home at all. Right.
Yeah,
she was like, well, you can always send me my presents.
Yep.
But we're right.
Yep.
I know. Right? we're hoping to get to know our daughter again. So it's been a while.
It's all about bribery at that age, Jimmy. Yep. You know, yeah.
You get what you pay for.
Yeah, that's fantastic, though. Hey, I wanted to ask Eddie, too, because, you know, Simon, you mentioned the rain out there, and Eddie's in Santa Barbara, and I meant to reach out and see, and Robin, you too, in L.A., like, you guys came out okay in this whole situation?
It was pretty bad in Santa Barbara, in some places, but where I am, there's a drain. I'm right across the street from the Santa Barbara Bowl, which is a little bit higher than I am. And so all the water ran off from the bowl across the street and down. I live in a house behind the front house, so everything drains right in front of my house. And it was amazing all night long.
Yeah.
My neighbor was out there cleaning leaves out of it and making sure we didn't get flooded. But it came right up to my step before it subsided. So it was a little scary for a while, but... all is well today. Today is a beautiful day.
Yeah, I hope it stays. The only problem I have is my dogs don't like to go outside in the rain. So it becomes
can't blame
an interesting.
Neither do I.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't want to either. So it becomes an interesting challenge to, you know, get those moments of stoppage of the rain and get them to just go. So
yeah
you know, sometimes we have little accidents, but not so much lately. They've been pretty good. So
well, Robin, if you should try throwing a zebra leg out in the front yard, they'll go right after it. I'm telling you.
Oh,
works every time.
Well, I'll have to go hunting.
you can actually get go onto Amazon. You can get actually welly boots for canine.
Yeah,
it's a double pair. You know, it's four of them.
Wrangle my bulldog into some boots. We'll see about that, Simon. He won't even let me clean his nose from his dog food.
Oh my God, my dog! We've got a 14-year-old black and tan coonhound. That's the second one we've had, and they're basically all coonhounds share the same brain, right? So once you have one, you know exactly how it's going to end up. And he's to that age now where if it's too cold out, he'd just give you that look like, I'm just going to go in the corner and just take the correction, right?
Well, I never had a bulldog before, but they are the most, I mean, they're everything you would think a bulldog would be. They have the mind of their own, and they're really their head cases. So yeah. I've only had boxers, and I have a boxer and a bulldog, and she's brilliant, and he's, I don't know, maybe he's brilliant and just really fucks with me. But
we have a standard poodle too, and my kids, and everybody's always saying how smart the poodle is. But my kids, when they were little, they always thought that Count Dooku is the name of our coonhound, because our son Lucas, it was Lucas's turn to name the pet, so he named him Count Dooku after Star Wars. But he claims that Dooku is smarter because he eats more food.
Oh, well, okay. Well, if that's the criteria, then my bulldog is smart.
That's Anton.
Hey, Anton.
Anton, good to see
you.
How
are you?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. We were here very briefly because we've got like tech nightmare going on in the studio and the guy's calling back in 10 minutes. But anyway, I'd like to introduce my son.
Oh, Aaron, I thought it was your dad.
Who's an aspiring drummer at USC, studying with Will Kennedy.
Fantastic. Wow. Yeah.
Drummer and guitarist. So he wanted to.
Hello, everybody. Happy holidays.
Aaron, I met you. Gosh, maybe 10 years ago at the Modern Drummer Festival.
Yes.
Remember that?
Could barely form sentences back then.
Yes. Well, no. Oh. I was doing my paper bag trick. I was telling your dad this.
That's right.
You remember that? Yeah.
Bag trick. I was telling your dad this.
That's right.
And about 20 years ago, your father dropped you off at my house so he could go play golf, and you played with my kids. Remember that, Anton?
I remember that. And you saying it was a bad influence?
No. Everything they all got out with all their limbs. You know, everything was cool.
Okay.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
I feel like I should
get my son. But wait a second. Like I'm afraid of the answer I'm going to get, but he can dunk a basketball at 9.5 feet. He's like 900 feet tall. How did that happen? Should I ask? Because it wasn't me. It's like, how does that work out? They come out like 1.5 feet taller. I don't get it.
Is that your son, John?
This is my son, you guys. I don't know if you remember my son.
I can see the resemblance.
Yes, you can see the resemblance, exactly.
Actually, John, that's your manager. Kidding.
Yeah, that's my manager, exactly. Yeah. Nothing gets past this guy.
That's my manager.
Well, it's good. It's great to see you, Anton. I'm so glad you could pop on, and it's great to see Aaron.
Good to see everybody.
Anton, I'm so glad you
could be seen, and happy holidays.
Good to see everybody.
And I see Dave Maddox has made an appearance here.
And I see Dave Maddox has made an appearance here.
Yeah, he's coming along with an echo unit too.
Yeah, an echo.
Echo. Hey, John, you're going to do a drum solo for us?
Yes. As soon as I end this Zoom call, I will do that drum solo.
Oh, with the echo, we'll hear it twice. It'll be nice. It'll be like, what's the song by the Police? Walking on the Moon.
Yeah.
The echo. What's the song
by the Police? When the levee breaks.
When the levee breaks. Yeah.
Well, listen, guys, we're going to make some breakfast. We just went on a very healthy walk because it's not raining here anymore. We've actually got a sun, which is lovely.
Very healthy walk.
Fantastic, Simon.
And everybody have a lovely Christmas.
You too. Good to see you.
There's a way of actually seeing people for real during the year.
Yes.
I hope so too. Yeah.
But who's going to the NAMM show?
Maybe. I'm a maybe.
Maybe. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a maybe.
It's not supposed to be the same, is it, John? The NAMM show is not supposed to be the same anymore.
It's going to be very different.
So many drum companies are not exhibiting at all. I was talking to Don Lombardi the other day. No DW, none of his companies, no Roland. Roland is not even going to be there.
Wow.
Pearl is not going to be there either, Rob.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really amazing.
Which one?
Where is it being held?
Same place, Anaheim. It's back to Anaheim.
Oh, I got. I have to change my background then to be more California. Gosh, I really miss the days of getting in that elevator after going to the Hilton Bar at the NAMM show, getting to see everybody. Those were fun.
Bar. Yeah. I miss the days of getting into an elevator with Lenny DeMuzio. and he wouldn't get into the elevator. He would just wait right where the door is and hold a conversation with his whiskey in his hand. And it's hilarious because the elevator would start to close, so his body would move like this. And then the elevator door realized that Lenny was standing there and would go back. So he'd do this like about 10 times during the course of beautiful days.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Just those days, you know.
Yeah. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Everybody have a happy holiday.
Jimmy. You too, Jimmy.
Okay. Love you, buddy. Well, happy holidays. Merry Christmas. You too, Jimmy. You too, Jay.
Take care. Great seeing all you.
Bye, guys.
See you, Simon. Merry Christmas.
See you, Jimmy.
Merry Christmas.
So, Mike, I really thought you were, you know, kind of swinging early up there today. I see the bar behind you. I just tuned in late. I'm thinking, wow, this guy's, you know, he's got maybe a bar in his basement, you know, fully stocked. He's like really, he's got it working.
That's I have a special closet, but other than that, no. I just actually spent the last 2 months finally redoing a lot of my whole area. This like it was construction, three floors. It's just you know how it is with that getting done. It's kind of a nightmare. Yeah. But I, honest to God, in my studio area was just full of boxes. I didn't know where anything was. It was awful. But although I redid it and I redid the office that I'm in, it's not a nice bar. But I don't have time for alcohol. Anywhere near playing, something prevents me from hitting the drums. I don't like it.
Yeah, exactly.
So there you go. I'll have to find an office on this virtual background while you guys are talking.
Virtual background. Dave Maddox.
Hello, hello, Mr. Dave Christopher. Maddox.
It's wonderful to see you, my friend.
Hello, you kind of,
I apologize for the echo. I'm getting used to it, but I don't know what's happening. Anyway.
That's all right.
So nobody's traveling. Nobody's having to like get on an airplane or go anywhere over the next few days.
I just got back. It was murder. Three flights from Hartford. Santa Barbara.
Well, I've got all your weather because I'm in Vegas, so I'm getting the rain, which is unusual.
Oh yeah, we have triple echo. Someone has their echo.
Yeah, it's weird. Echo. I don't know.
Hi, Smythe.
If I knew anything more than just how to click this thing on, I might be able to fix it, but I don't know. So
more than just how to click this thing on.
But I will tell you, there's lots of folks watching and saying hello to all you guys. Yes, Dave.
Is it because somebody is watching not on the invite and on the media?
Oh, you mean like with their Facebook open or something? Or
yeah.
Oh, I don't
like with their Facebook. Yeah. Or something.
Nobody's watching this.
Okay.
On there, no.
I just wondered if that it was that.
That can be definitely a cause of that, but
that can be.
All right.
Is this a better looking office?
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't know about these things. I just saw that there was a virtual background app. And I thought I would mess around with it a little bit.
You're so exotic, Mike.
Yeah, you know.
Very corporate.
I feel wicked smart, like one of the kids that knows how to, you know, all the media and the apps and all that good stuff. There's Rick.
Here's Rick. Hi, Rick.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Robin, happy birthday.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Robin, happy birthday. And
John just had one, too.
Yeah, I did, but I got to tell him happy birthday the other day.
Oh, well, thank you, Rick. It's very sweet.
Hi, everybody.
Happy birthday.
Hi, Rick. How you feeling, Rick? How you feeling, buddy?
I'm feeling okay. It's the first day in the studio in 10 days. So
what was wrong?
COVID.
Oh, shit.
I'm actually testing right now to see if I'm going to be safe. Everybody's had it, I guess. I just got it for the first time.
Was it bad?
Well, no, it was not fun. It just hurt. Felt like somebody hit me with a bag full of hammers for like 3 days.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Happy holidays, everybody.
And you too, Ricky. Thanks for jumping on here.
Good. What's been going on? What did I miss?
Thanks for jumping on. Mike Mangini's traveling around the world with us here. Looks like he's in a chateau in France now.
Yes. He is. That's his.
He really does.
He was just on the beach. It was amazing.
A chandelier's going to fall on his head.
Yep, there it is. Don't.
Hey, Mike, what is the thing at the bottom that lets you do that?
It's the virtual background, and I couldn't resist but to start this meeting off. I'll put it back because it's really good looking.
It's very good looking.
Well, you have to open. There's an application called Virtual Backgrounds. So there it is.
Okay.
So there it is.
So you have to get it and then add it.
Okay. Yeah, and you have to have a Cuban cigar and a little something if you're going to be in the bar. Those are real, but I would be shot at sunrise if I ever lit a cigar where I am. That would not happen. You'd see a giant boxing glove come and take me out.
Hey, guys, say hi to Jack Bruno, who just popped in.
Hi, Jack.
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
How you doing?
Mr. Bruno.
What did I miss?
Not you.
you missed Mike Mangini's tour of the world through his virtual background, but we've all just been catching up, Jack. That's about it. Everybody's good. And I just, Rick, you know everybody here, obviously. You know,
Ainsley Dunbar, Jack. Are you in Nashville?
I am. I'm in Franklin, just south of town. Hey, Dave.
Hello, hero.
How are you?
Hello, hero.
Here he is, the Meatball King.
Yes. Eddie made meatballs. He promised he'd be making them.
I got them right now. They're on the stove.
Well, we're all coming over.
Not over. I got a lot of sauce. A lot of meatballs.
Joe Vitale said he might pop in. When I mentioned you were making the meatballs, he said he might. And when, what do you know? It's just like that. I said his name and I summoned him to the room because, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Joe Vitale. There he is.
You must have smelled the meatballs.
I smelled meat.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I smelled meatballs. Somebody's getting Jack Bruno. He's making the meatballs.
No, not my meatballs. Eddie Tadori.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Joe. Good to see you.
Eddie, you're making the meatballs.
We've had to have a passing of the torch in the Mangini house where my parents, who were in their mid-90s, my mother is kind of retired from making them, and my father, being the very vocal male chauvinist that he is, has always, you know, would never, ever walk in the kitchen, make the bed, nothing like that. But he's stuck making all the meatballs now. So it's kind of funny, because if he doesn't make them, he's not going
to
get them.
Yeah. Poetic justice.
Last week with my family, I passed down the recipe.
Yes, exactly.
My niece and I, and it's a 3-day thing, you know. We made a big pot of sauce and a gaggle of meatballs over 3 days. And then like 22 people came and ate. And we wrote everything down, everything, even stuff I didn't write anything down. I asked my mother to write the recipe for her meatballs and sauce.
I asked my mother.
She said, I can't do that. It's a little of this, it's a little of that, you know.
Yeah. How much? Well, not too much, not too little.
So she wrote it down, and it's hanging in my wall in the kitchen, but it doesn't say, it says a little of this and a little of that. What the hell?
A pinch of garlic, yeah. 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 Yeah,
I remember my family when I was growing up. My aunts, when they would come over, or we'd go over there, every time the biggest argument would be how many eggs to put in the meat for the meatballs. It was between 2 and 4 for 1.5 pounds, and that was the biggest argument. And it was like, who cares? Throw in an egg, throw in 2 eggs, 3, 5. What's the difference?
I don't know. It's got to come out exactly.
Meatball recipes are pretty. It's a pretty weird thing when you got a bunch of Italians talking about meatball recipes. It can turn into a war,
or sauce.
Yeah,
or sauce. Yeah.
How about that scene from The Godfather when they're they took to the mattresses and he's making the sauce. Priceless.
Joe Lala taught me a lot about the Sicilian style. He made his own
discussion.
Joe was a fabulous cook.
You know, I still go to the meat market that Joe Lala brought me to, where he used to go into the back room and make his own sausage there.
Exactly. Yeah.
I go there and I get their sausage because of Joe.
Did you ever hear about his dish called chicken a la Lala? It was fantastic. Unbelievable. It was unbelievable. He used to come over to Stills' house and make it for everybody. He was, I miss that guy so much. He was such a great cook. Great, great man.
Wow.
Hey, John, I'm going to go. Okay. If I feel like getting back, if you're still going, I'll reattach.
Okay, Ainsley. All right.
Good seeing you, Ainsley.
So Merry Christmas, everybody.
Ainsley, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. Sorry about that. Happy New Year.
Ainsley, I'll call you. I'll call you in the new year, Ainsley. I'll be
Thanks,
in touch.
John.
Hey, Robin.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Robin?
Good.
Big love,
How
Ainsley.
How are you?
I'm good.
It's
Everything's
great
good.
Great to see you.
Thanks, Ainsley.
Hello, y'all.
This is why I come to this. See any of these people.
Last time I saw Jack Bruno, we were in Amsterdam. Remember that?
I have memories of always running into you at the little diner at the what's the name of that hotel in Studio City?
Sportsman's Lodge.
The Sportsman's
Lodge. Jerry's Deli.
In there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not the deli. They had a little diner.
The little restaurant in the sport. I saw Joe there a couple of times when I stayed there.
He lived in that place.
For a whole year once. It was crazy.
Whoa.
It's gone now, Joe.
Yeah,
I don't know if
it's gone.
It's man.
What's gone?
The Sportsman's Lodge. Studio City.
Wow.
It's an Erewhon now or something. Like a big grocery.
My brother got married there.
Wow.
It was a fun place because it had such a great parking lot. All the touring bands used to be able to put their buses.
Where we would start the tours there.
Yeah, always there. And there was always, every time I stayed there, there was always tour buses in that parking lot. And it was a great location. And, it was a nice place. And I can't believe it's gone.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, the people that worked there were really great too. They were super nice folks. Yeah.
But I haven't seen you in ages, Joe. Great to see you.
Yeah, I know. I just remember we were in Amsterdam with CSN and you guys just arrived, and me and you and David Santos went out to eat or something, and we had a great time. We were laughing and stuff. It's fun.
Santos is here. I see him from time to time here in Nashville.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kelly King. Kelly. Sorry, go ahead, Eddie.
I was asking Rick how that test came out.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I'm ever going to test negative again.
Oh, geez.
No, it's just going to take a little while, Rick. It's just going to take a little while, buddy. Don't you worry.
How long has it been, Rick? Has it been a week?
Yeah, it's been about 10 days, eight. Let's see. What's today, Friday?
Friday.
It's been 9 days.
It sucks, man.
I tested positive for about 3 weeks afterwards.
Really?
You did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Jesus.
It took me a long time, too.
But it doesn't mean that you have it, I don't think. After 10 days, I'm sure you're fine.
I got a mask whenever I don't go out very much, but the kids, everybody's coming back today from vacation for the holidays, and I'm going to be around the kids, and I can't even be around them until I test negative.
Yeah, but the employment thing, they say you can go back to work after what, 3 days?
Five.
10 days. It's 10 days to go back to work. 10? Yeah.
Even if you're testing positive still?
Yes, because you have the antibodies are in your system, but apparently you're not, you can't give it off after.
You're not shedding it. Yeah.
Okay.
I heard the same thing. Yeah.
All right.
I wish you well, Rick, man. Get better quick, man.
Get well.
Thank you. Thank you. I feel pretty good today.
Were you just sniffing something? Did you lose your smell?
Yeah, I lost. Yeah, I did. I am because I have. This is really, really strong smelling stuff from Trader Joe's. Nothing.
Bummer.
Wow.
Yeah. Hope it comes back.
Hey, yeah, look who's joining us from London, England. Steve-o.
Hey.
Hi, Steve.
What's up?
That's my cue to leave.
Okay, the audition's over.
Steve, you know why I missed your show last week?
Why, you had COVID?
Yeah.
How do you feel now?
I felt good until you popped up.
Oh boy!
I'm glad I called.
That's the
best news I've heard all day.
I'm kidding. Merry Christmas! I'm kidding. I kid. I joke. I joke.
I kid. I kid.
Hey, and Santa Drayton has joined us as well. And Charlie, I forgot. I got a Santa hat ready to go, and I left it upstairs, but. You're going to be Santa Claus today. Hey, Charlie. Good to see you, man.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay.
Oh, I love your shirt, Charlie.
I'm not so tech, but I'm trying to get it together here. I have nothing but huge respect for everyone I see on the screen, including Rick.
Man, it's cold in here.
Hey, Charlie. I deserve that.
Jack.
You see all the cats. You see Joe Vitale and Jack Bruno and Mike Mangini and Anton.
How do you get everybody on the screen? I can't see. I can only see whoever's speaking at the time.
Okay. So
yeah. Yes.
Go up to the view, Jack, at the top right.
I'm there.
And click on gallery. Click on that, and it should bring everybody's face.
I don't see gallery.
No.
Let me check.
If you click on that little. Tic-tac-toe board that says view.
I'm not seeing it.
Upper right.
I'm there, but I'm not seeing gallery. I'm seeing participants. Anyway. Oh, well.
Oh, okay. Joe, can you see everybody, Joe, right?
I see everybody, yeah.
Yep. Do you see this guy about to enter the room in about 2 seconds? I think you'll recognize his face when you see him.
Oh, I got it now.
All right. I don't see Jim yet.
He'll be on.
Okay.
We lost Dave. Did Dave take off?
Dave took off. He had some stuff to do. He says, sorry, he had to run. Dave Maddox was here a minute ago, Steve. And I don't know where Jim went. Jim just signed on. There he is. There he is.
Look who's here.
All right.
Yay.
Hey, Jim, welcome. Can you hear us all right, Jim?
You talk?
You getting the audio?
Hello?
You need the signs. Jim, yeah. We can't hear you.
Unmute the audio.
It doesn't look like he's muted. Jim, okay. you hearing these crazy folk here?
Same thing happened last time we were on with Jim.
Hey, Keltner, are you messing with us?
It's the volume on the computer. I don't know how to turn my virtual background off. The reason I have it is I did my whole area, my facility over, and there's nothing on the wall behind me, so it looked plain.
Settings.
I see I can change it.
Wow, you're in a bar. Oh, man, I thought that was your house.
No! I don't have a bar in my basement or my, you know, way.
You should. No.
I don't know where, maybe Jim's trying to get some tech support going.
Jim's more tech savvy than me.
Yeah, this is.
He only knows about drums.
I don't know. Steve, how's it going over there? You done for the day today?
Yeah, we're done. I'm going home tomorrow.
Fantastic. That's great.
So it was good. Worked out all right.
Can we tell people what you were doing, or is it a secret?
It's not a secret. I was just doing some recording with David Gilmour.
Perfect.
Nice.
Good. Well, it's going to be great to hear it when it's out there.
Yeah, he was. I had never met him or worked with him before. It was fun. It was nice.
He's great. A good guy.
Yeah.
He's really a good guy.
I got that feeling, and he's had the same people in his camp for a long time.
Yeah,
you know, so
that's a good sign.
Yeah, well, it is a good sign. I liked it.
Right.
Yeah, that is good. Hey, well, Steve, while I have you and Rob together, congratulations to you both on the book, Gad.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I think Jim's back. Yep.
Thanks, Jim.
A life in time. Yeah, we're gonna do our own little show on that, hopefully next week sometime, talk about the book when you're back home and settled. All right.
Yeah, that's what we're shooting for.
All right. Dennis Chambers has joined.
Oh, no.
In the house.
D.C.
D.C.
Hey, my brothers.
And Steve Gorman.
Dennis.
Steve-O.
Hi, Dennis.
Good morning.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you all.
Yeah. Merry Christmas to you too, Dennis.
Hey, Dennis.
Steve.
You Dennis, is that real background, Dennis?
Is that yeah, it is.
Yeah. Would you
so now, Johnny D, I'm not sure if you really have a basement full of drums anymore. So.
Right,
that's a fake background. It's a no. Actually, I can prove it.
Oh, you had to just.
I believe.
Could you even hear it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, Johnny, I have to one up you. You're in, you know, in the drum room. I'm in the bar, so I got my Cohiba and my little cheer. There you go. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Steve Gorman, it's so good to see you. Did that sound wake you up? It looked like it kind of.
I'm just out of the shower, John, but not out of bed. I've already had a yoga class today, man. That's like a new me.
All right. Are you still in Minneapolis or St. Paul?
I'm in Nashville right now for the holidays, but I'll be back up there in January.
Fantastic. That's great.
Did Jim Keltner fall down?
I don't know where Jim is. Yeah. You know, I'm going to just send him a quick text and just see if he wants to try to eat. Yeah.
With them, but I don't sleep with all of these guys that I meet. There's just a common misconception about what a sugar baby is. And
what's that one life to live?
Where is that coming from?
Days of Our Lives. Good call, Rob.
Oh my God!
I think we lost Jim to the soaps.
Oh, jeez.
Every day in my house growing up, my mother had the three of them in a row. Was it One Life to Live, All My Children, and some other thing? I don't know.
Yeah. Days of Our Lives. Yeah.
Maybe.
Isn't there like a dark, some dark one, like
Dark Shadows.
Yeah.
Dark Shadows.
Oh, that, I love that. Yeah.
Barnaby. Something.
Barnabas Collins.
Barnabas.
Yeah,
Barnabas.
Right.
Yeah. I watched that as a kid.
The Hand of Carl Patofi.
That's right. That's right. With the big red ring on it, you know? Like, yeah. The big, yeah.
I always preferred Thing from the Addams Family.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We got people writing in names of soap operas, General Hospital, Edge of Night. Yeah.
That to be
the world turns.
As the world
are
turns.
Are you live streaming this?
I'm live streaming this, yeah. Echo and all right. Jack. Yeah. All right. We're live. A lot of folks watching.
Jim.
There's Jim. Hey Jim, can you hear us?
Jim? Hi Jim.
Hello, Jim.
Hey Jim.
Jimmy Lee.
Hey, Jim.
Jimmy Lee, Jim. Can you hear us okay? No?
Nope.
No.
Not yet. Okay.
Technical problems.
Well, you know, I'll settle for just seeing Jim's face. I'd love to hear him.
Good face.
Yeah, it's a handsome face. It's a good face.
It is a handsome face.
But there's a lot of handsome faces here. Just looking at this computer screen of mine, I don't, especially Anton Figg, who, let's face it, for many years was the most handsome man on TV. Thank you. He absolutely was for many years. And no one's come close since then. No one. Dennis, it's great.
Really good. It's really good seeing you all.
Yeah, you too, Dennis. Yeah.
Dennis, you're actually home?
I was going to say, you've been out like crazy.
Yes.
Do they know who you are?
So of Gad, I heard. I just missed him.
Yeah.
I missed Gad in San Francisco?
No, in L.A.
In L.A., right. I was trying to make it down there to surprise you, but I had to play myself, so.
I know. They were telling me, man.
Yeah.
How'd it go? Good?
It was great. Yeah, it was great. And Charlie, good Lord, man. All you guys here. Rick? What's up there, Ricky?
What's up, Dennis?
Antonio Wallace, good Lord.
Yeah.
Hey.
The gang's all here.
The boy is back in town.
Hey, Dennis.
Hey.
Good to see you, man.
Same back.
Yeah. Everybody's home for the holidays, right?
Yeah.
Good. Boy, I wish I could do something to help Jim with his tech sitch.
Well, we're getting a view of his home.
Yeah, yeah.
On the floor.
Hey, Jim. I like your T-shirt.
Thank you. It was a gift from the family.
Wow, beautiful.
Oh,
yeah.
Very cool.
On the CW.
Every day till 10 p.m. during that year. Charlie?
Yeah.
How have you been, man?
Well, none of you probably knew that I could rap. If rap.
That's what a Did you rap that? Did you rap that? I'm the worst. I used to do it in newspaper.
Of course
and now,
he did. The
paper rips and
my mom taught me well with that.
Yeah. Impressive.
Yes.
That's very impressive.
Dennis, even do you do your own rapping?
Great, even if the gift isn't great, the rapping is going to be stellar.
Yeah. That's half of the presentation right there. That's the whole presentation. Yeah.
Presentation.
The duct tape destroyed the wrapping. I couldn't use duct tape.
Oh man.
Hey, if I use duct tape, I'm duct taping the whole box.
Yeah. Just around it and around it and around it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I tortured many of my kids like that.
That's funny. Mm-hmm.
Hey, gang, I'm going to sign off here. I just want to say thanks, man. It was great to see all your faces and be
great
here
to see you too, Jack.
With you. And Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy
and you, Jack.
Happy Kwanzaa.
All the best, Jack.
Great seeing you, Jack.
Merry Christmas,
Happy
Jack.
Happy New Year. All the best to you.
Okay, Jack. Bye. Thanks for joining,
bye,
buddy.
Jack. Merry
oh, man.
Christmas.
Bye, Jack. Thanks for pulling it together, John. It was great.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for joining.
Okay. I have to leave. I have a 12 o'clock Zoom actually elsewhere.
Wow. But, okay.
Love you
that way.
With a bunch of puppets. That's my 12 o'clock.
Uh-huh. All right. Thanks, Rick.
Oh,
I'll call you, Rick, I'll call you later on.
All right. It's great to see everybody. And Merry Christmas to everyone. I appreciate seeing you all and big fan.
Feel Jim, better, Rick. Huh? Feel better.
Thank
feel
you.
Better.
Thanks very much.
Well. Okay, buddy. Guys.
Love see you much.
Thank Johnny, you. I actually got to sign off too. Believe it or not, I'm trying my hand at baking. I'm making a pistachio cake right now.
Oh, fantastic. Yes. All right. The wonders never cease with yeah, Rob Wallace.
Two pistachio cakes. So everybody, likewise, Merry Christmas. Great to see you all.
Good
you
to
know,
see
I hope
you,
we
Rob.
Get to get a hug in person soon, you know?
Yeah, all right, absolutely, Rob.
All right.
All right, Rob.
Take care, everybody.
Hey, talk to you soon, Rob. Thanks for
stay
coming.
Safe.
John.
Yes, Devo.
It's Gad. I'm going to have to sign off too, man.
All right.
All right. I got an early call tomorrow, but good to see you guys. I'm glad I was able to plug in for a minute.
Thanks for joining us.
Steve.
Yeah, good to see you.
Hey, Jim, are you? Can you hear us, Jim?
Send my love.
I okay. Sure will.
Good seeing you, Steve.
Happy holidays.
Thank you. What did you say, John? What did you say?
I was just asking Jim if he could hear us so that you guys could just say a quick hello
to
each other.
Are you talking to
me, John?
Yeah.
I don't know what to – I can't – you know, I'm on my phone. I normally do it on the computer. But anyway, I'm sorry I missed everybody. Everybody's leaving.
There's no, still some folks here. Gad's saying goodbye, and I just wanted to make sure you guys saw each other.
Happy holidays.
Gad's saying goodbye. That sounds like some kind of song. Dennis Chambers.
Yes.
Damn, yes. I missed everybody, man. Well, look.
All right. Hang in there, Jim. Hang for a second because we're going to hang out for a few more minutes. But Steve, thank you for joining for a minute. Safe travels tomorrow.
Hey, yeah, so. I'll call you when I get home.
All right. That's great, Steve.
All right.
I'll talk to you guys.
I love you, Steve. Dad.
Everybody, have a great Christmas.
All right. You do the same, my brother.
Hello. All right. I love you guys.
Amen.
Take
love
care
you too,
of yourself,
Steve.
Please.
All right. You too.
All right. See you, Steve-O. Travel safe.
John, you're shutting us down in 3 minutes anyway, right?
No. Now that Jim Kelton is here, we're going to go a little longer. Jim, we
my
got Dennis Chambers. We got Charlie Drayton. We got Joe Vitale. We got Anton, Mike Mangini, Eddie Tadouri. We got a host of characters here.
You got a East Coast coterie, or is that what they
are? Yeah.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I've got this tech call that I have to take now because my speech is not working right. So,
okay,
I'm
Anton.
Really sorry.
Hi, Anton.
See you all.
Happy holidays to you guys. Good to see you, Aaron. All right. Thanks,
you
Anton.
Guys. Thanks for welcoming me. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
All right. You're very welcome. See you later. All right. Jim, so it's great you got your tech figured out, and it's nice to see you. Thanks for joining.
Yeah, my timing is terrible. I was going to eat and then call, but everything happened all at once here. You know, Christmas party tomorrow, and we're making enchiladas and mollies, and I mean, so anyway, sorry.
Yeah, your timing's real terrible. It's just terrible, awful.
Man,
come on now.
How about six rim shots.
He's trouble, Jim. He's trouble with a capital T. A
lot of opportunity there.
A lot of background.
So where is everybody? Everybody's at home, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, so everybody shout out where you're at right now.
Eddie? Baltimore.
Okay, Dennis, Baltimore.
Wow.
Ohio for Joe.
Wow.
Charlie. Yeah.
Joey.
Charlie,
wow. Joe.
Riverdale, New York.
All right.
I'm in Italy. Wait.
The Amalfi, Coast.
I'm in a daisy field. Yay. I'm Boston.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, me too. I'm about 10 or 15 miles away from Mike.
Yeah.
I think, right? Probably something like that.
Oh, I think we're closer now. As I become more, you know, do better, I kind of move closer and closer to you. But I'm aspiring to be a neighbor one day.
That would be great.
Hey, but all you guys back on the East Coast, isn't that a big storm happening back there right now?
I don't know. I'll check.
Only in New York, right on the coast, not where we are.
Oh, not where y'all are. Okay.
No. Yeah. But New York's got, I think it's just raining or something.
Earlier in the week,
well, it was a big
storm.
It's Jim. It's cold where we are right here in outside of Boston. It's about 30 degrees today, but no snow or rain over Christmas, and I think no precipitation till next week, and it's going to be in the 40s or 50s. It's a weird winter. Yeah, it's we had no snow, so
it's everything is weird.
Yeah, no complaints either. By the way, I don't mind the no snow.
Yeah, no kidding. Did you retain your power in the windstorm? Because that was pretty brutal.
We lost it for a couple of days, Mike. Lost it Monday, came back Tuesday late afternoon. Yeah. We have a generator.
Oh, we have the program going on. If I'm not here, my wife's out there too, hooking it up at a bing, bing, telling me to get lost. It's perfect. all I have to do is mess it up once. And she's like, I'll take care of it from now on. Okay.
I know how that goes. So Jim and Robin, tell us what the weather's like in LA, just to make us feel.
Robin, a little. And normally, Robin, you want to tell them?
Well, normally it's, who knows anymore?
70 and perfect.
No normal.
70 and perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, there isn't. You know what? I don't think there's a normal anymore. But
isn't it raining out there right now?
Today it's subsided.
Oh, okay.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Today it's nice, but I can't, I don't know. Is it going to rain again?
She can't stand the rain.
I don't like it because my dogs don't like it.
Yeah. It probably messes with their hair. I know how they feel.
My dogs don't like
hair. I never knew
a
dog that didn't like rain. I don't know. That's weird.
They don't like to go. Would you like to go pee and you know what in the rain?
I do it every day. I'm just kidding.
I already said that's a loaded question there.
Yeah. I had to find a nice place to be. So I could kind of rival LA. Oh, wait a minute. I know a familiar place. How about that for us?
No.
I wouldn't like to do that up there either.
Johnny D, remember South America for 9 days?
Oh, boy. Yeah. Do I ever? Yeah. Wild.
No fun at all.
No, it never
what
is.
What was that?
Mike did a clinic tour of South America, and we traveled together for about 10 days, and it was, yeah.
No desserts, you know, nothing. I mean, Johnny taught me about the eyelid protector in business class. And
oh, the, yeah.
He showed me how to mask. Do it all right.
Oh, you spend a lot of time on airplanes, you know. It's,
yeah, I know.
We're no strangers to those situations.
I know. What am I doing? I haven't missed it for a couple of months here. I better find a better place. There we go. Well, my whole background is plain now. I moved my stuff around in the office. I have nothing on the wall, so it looked pretty bad. And then I discovered these virtual backgrounds, which seemed to be pretty fun.
Yeah, how do you
turn me on to that, Mike?
Well, on the Zoom app, there are apps within the app, And so there's a choice to have virtual backgrounds. And so I checked it, and then I pressed on the app thing, double-clicked on it, and then all these backgrounds showed up. And I'm just like, wow. The thing is, the bar looked absolutely real. And I was like, wow, people are going to think I'm, I got an issue. Here it is, like, it's 2 in the afternoon, and I'm already here.
Wow.
Yeah, that looked real. That does look real.
It does.
I know.
Real. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I know. Whoever was there early and, oh, there you go, Eddie. Who asked if it was real.
Eddie, where are you at, Eddie?
And I was like, I wouldn't get away with this. I wouldn't get away with it. but it feels real because I have my Cohiba, Dennis, which was brought back from the homeland. I'm sure you'd appreciate that.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Hey, Johnny, there you are. And yours
come on
is moving.
In. The water's beautiful. I'm up by Eddie's house. I'm across the street from Eddie's house in Santa Barbara.
Eddie's in the Alps.
Yeah.
I was going to say the Himalayas, but.
Yeah. Yeah. Ah, the fun we can have with Zoom.
Oh, yeah, I can't get it on my phone here.
I can't use the phone for this. The buttons are too small. My thumb hits everything. Yeah. I butt dial with the phone and dial people while I'm trying to just like forget it.
Yeah, you hit me a few nights. Let me tell you.
Oh, don't talk about those.
Hey, Charlie, how'd you blur your background?
Well, that was the only feature I was able to find here. So, blur. I hit more in the top right corner, right next to leave, which I don't want to do. And then a drop down will come and it'll say background effects. That's what appears on my screen. But only option I have is blur.
That's cold.
Hey, did we lose Dennis?
To go.
I think we did.
He saw I had the Cohiba, so he got on a plane. He's on his way to Boston. Oh, there he is.
I got to just say, I was just thinking about when you were talking about South America, all the times I travel with Dennis on clinic tours and with you, and the time we were down in Mexico City together for like a Pearl Zildjian thing back, had to be 25 years ago. Do you remember we went out and there was all this food and all this? Dennis, you know where I'm going with this? Do you remember that, Mike? Sorry, I don't mean to be. Yeah, Mike took advantage of all the food that they presented to us in mass quantities of sushi and guacamole and spicy salsa and just.
Oh, no.
And he paid the heavy price later that night.
I crawl to the stage. I had to crawl by Dennis, knowing, of course, he's going to light the place up. And I'm like, can I do the dog paw and just pretend I'm too sick to play and not have to go out there? Like, it's amazing though. You get out there and it goes away.
Yeah, you did great, Beth. You did great with all that. I mean, you being sick, you still killed it.
I tried. Thank you. We don't have a choice.
I think you rallied later that night, too, if I'm not mistaken. I feel like you, by the time we went out to dinner, you were back.
No, I just was hungry. I just don't waste food. I'm the guy that leaves the party with the. I take Tupperware to parties because I leave with more than I show up with.
That's definitely an Italian thing. Hey, can I get you guys all to say a quick shout out to my friend Joey Goodsell who's watching? Great friend, great drummer.
Hey, Joey.
Hey, Joey.
Hey, Joey.
Yay!
Everybody says hi, Joey. Merry Christmas, buddy. I'll talk to you over the holidays. Charlie, is that your soap opera?
No, not I. You are my soap opera.
I looked like he was in a Grinch pose there for a second.
Oh, yes, man. You are right. I'm trying to steal Christmas right here. I still have my original hardcover Grinch Stole Christmas book from when I
was. Wow.
Really?
Yeah. One of my favorites.
That's got to be a collector's item. Yeah, like for real.
I scribbled all in it and everything. Like, came up with some imaginary drum sets and all my other gear and stuff, you know?
Wow, you're lucky. I grew up with thrower outers. So, you know, whatever I had, we had, it's thrown out, put in the trash, everything. I mean, like, one time my dad was upset and he grabbed all like the entire Beatles album collection and all the album. I remember my sister like losing her mind. They're in the way. You haven't listened to these things. I'm throwing them out.
Oh, like, Lord.
You know, like, I'm lucky pieces of my body didn't get thrown out. Like, yeah, you haven't walked much today. I'm going to throw out your legs, whatever. But anyway, yeah, I don't have anything from any of that stuff from childhood. So good for you.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll send you a book.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
My mom threw out all my, I had thousands of dollars worth of baseball cards. Not then. When you look them up now, thousands of dollars worth of, you know, and she, when we left the house, she threw out all mine and my brother's baseball card. We had like 10 shoe boxes full of baseball cards, 1950s and 60s players, like priceless. They're gone. That's probably why they're so worth so much, because all the mothers threw them out.
Yeah.
My mother threw out so much that I've become a collector, and there's so much crap in my house that I'm saving for my kids that they are angry that I have so much crap, because my mother threw everything of mine out. My original Barbies, my whole Nancy Drew collection. I had the Beatles Dr. Butcher album cover, that the original Yesterday and Today album cover that you steamed off. I don't know if any of you follow the Beatles that closely, but it's worth a fortune today. She threw it out. She threw out my bobblehead Beatles. She threw out everything I owned. All gone.
I think I heard of the Beatles. Were they on?
Hey,
I'm kidding.
Hey, can I tell you guys something here?
Yeah, Jim, of course.
You know, talking about the Beatles and throwing stuff away and everything. I have a little story about that. I've told it a million times. So if you've heard it, I probably shouldn't say it again. But anyway,
No.
This part you may not have heard. And I've been waiting for, like, to be with a bunch of drummers and to say this. Okay. You know that Ringo's snare drum that he played on all through from the beginning all the way through?
Yeah.
That snare drum was that Ludwig Black Oyster, what they call it, something like that, right?
Yep.
Okay. Do you Jazz know Fest. That the drum head on that was a cat head?
What?
And nobody, I mean, I wouldn't have believed it either, but. That's what Ringo told me.
Yes, and
also, I played on the drum without thinking. In those days, I wasn't thinking for some reason. But it had a little slit. It had like a little. I told him, I said, "How in the world do you play a calf head all those years with all of that craziness and everything?" He said, "It had a little slit in it." So there was a little, you know how calves are kind of cut, has a little cut. And so he put a little piece of tape on it. And that's all there was on that drum. And then Paul McCartney broke the head one night at Record Plant, went right through it. And
And I was watching him because we were playing together. I was playing on my drums and he was playing on Ringo's drums. And when I saw the stick go into the head, I freaked out. And when we stopped playing, I said, "Man, you just broke the Ed Sullivan head." And he said, "Oh, I'll just buy him a new one." And that's, you know, and the hook of that story is, if I had been in my right mind,
what was your reaction to that?
Talk about Robin talking about valuable stuff. Imagine my going over there with the presence of mind and taking that head off.
Yeah.
Taking it home with me.
Anyway. Yeah, but Jim, if you would have, your mom would have thrown it out.
That's my mom would have.
Yeah. Well, see, you guys are too young. That would have been my wife. She would have, but she wouldn't have thrown it out.
So, Jim, do you know what happened to that head after?
What's that?
Do you know what happened to that head after?
Well, this is the thing. You know, there's all this stuff in the news now about Mal Evans, you know.
Yeah.
And Mal was their guy. Mal was the, like, the, you know, all of them individually. He took care of Paul. He took care of John. I know for a fact that he took care of John, George, and Ringo because he was always there. And he was the sweetest man in the world. And he didn't get high. He was very responsible. You know, he had to be, he was responsible for these guys. So he met a very, very hideous, bitter end. I hate to say it, in Los Angeles.
A lot of people on with promotions.
There was a fatal attraction with him. And
it's intentional.
And it didn't end well. It ended horribly. It's like, I don't even like saying it. So, but you look it up, you'll find out. So anyway, I never got a chance to talk to Mal later in years when we all calmed down. And I could have said, "Hey, Mal, did you take that head?" And I think he must have, because he was in charge of Ringo's drums. So I'm, you know, either he got it and somebody in his family has it, hopefully, maybe, or he may have given it to Zach, Ringo's oldest son.
Remember what year that was? What year was that, Jim?
That was like 1974. Or something like that. You know what? I'm really bad with time now. With you know, with stuff like that, time frames and things. But I think it was sometime in the early 70s.
Wow,
it's up there with the Holy Grail. Now you've got the Ringo, the missing Ringo head, and the Holy Grail.
Yeah,
that's right.
No kidding.
That's right. Really, when you think about it, I mean, where is that? I mean, you know, I don't like talking about this stuff too much, like what I'm about. I saw Ringo yesterday.
I don't want to beat you.
And that sounds real precious of me, you know, to be saying, "I saw Ringo yesterday."
Well,
but I had to go over there.
To me.
I had to go over there to give him a jersey. It's a long story.
We need to talk about there. Here's the story. I'm not going to do that.
Every time I talk about drums with him, he just...
And you're drinking, and I'm sure you drink enough. When you pass out, you don't wake up.
Somebody's talking about drinking?
I don't know where that's coming from.
Someone's television is on. That's
yeah,
what it is.
Is it? I don't know where that's... Guys, I apologize.
Yeah, it's getting louder.
It's like some weird...
It's because they don't want me to say stuff like this.
Nobody has a TV on, obviously, in the background. I don't know what that...
Anyway, that made me paranoid about talking about drinking.
Well, I better change my background.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's see. So classroom.
Go ahead, Jim. You had to bring him a jersey.
So yeah, you were at Ringo's.
Oh no. I don't want to talk about that anymore. Yes. Because, you know, I want to be like him.
No,
every time
I
bring up stuff like that, he always tries to change the subject, you know.
You can't stop.
I did tell him this. I told him this, so I had to tell him this.
I told him I did a session the other day for his friend, his brother-in-law, Joe Waltz. And so I thought, okay, it's Joe. So I kind of know what he likes, you know, sound wise. But then I thought again, I thought, I don't want to play that same old sound on the snare drum that I do all the freaking time. So I like my little piccolo sound right now that I got. It's not a Questlove piccolo kind of thing. It's like tuned normal, but it's a piccolo. So it has a fatness with a little bit of a pop. It's not, you know, it's just something that I like right now, and I'm using it a lot. And so I put it up, and I was telling Ringo that I hope that the engineer, you know, would go along with that because they're used to these, you know, particular kind of sounds, rock sound, you know. And so that started me talking to him about snare drum sounds. And I told Ringo, I said, you know, the sound that I love, one of the sounds that I love the most, and I think I'm going back to it, is the sound you got on songs like Love Me Do.
Yeah.
Like early Beatles snare drum sounds. Nobody yeah. thinks about it. And I said, and he always has to stop me, but why don't people ever talk about Ringo's snare drum sound? Because he's freaking Ringo. And nobody talks about how great Paul McCartney is as a bass player. Why? Because he's Paul McCartney. They're so iconic. And George, all of them, John, you don't talk about them like you do normal musicians because they're freaking Beatles.
As a musician.
But yeah. in actual right. fact, that's one of my favorite sounds. It was Ringo's drum sound.
Yeah. yeah. Especially like the Rubber
and
Soul
all
album.
Of us, by the way. I know yeah. all of it. Even fucking, you know, all of y'all. You know, you guys who are from another planet, you know, Mangini and all you guys. Even you guys like that sound. I know you do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
It is
Absolutely.
Right there. It's the main man likes it.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, Jim, was that session you did with Joe, was that the one with Abe Laboriel?
Yes.
Senior.
Yeah.
Abe Senior, yeah.
Yeah, Abe, see, how'd that go?
Joe is real particular about tempo. When he wants to play a slow tempo, he wants it to be slow.
Tell me about it.
Right.
I know.
And so I know that about him because I don't know how, somewhere along the way, I got that from him. So. I knew what to do. I knew to keep it way back here.
Way back.
Abe is so amazing. He heard one playback and sit back in that thing and played the most beautiful little pocket.
He's great. He's awesome.
Yeah. Abe Laboriel is not only is he a great bass player, he's a man who kind of saved my life a bunch back in the early days when I'd show up after 2 days being gone from home and then show up at a session. And it was bad sometimes. And Abe always had my back, man.
That's good.
Abe would pray with me too sometimes. I love Abe Laboriel.
Yeah, he's a yeah. good
man. And Abe Jr. as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Beautiful man.
Yeah.
yeah.
Hey, John, I got to scoot. I got a 3:30 Zoom I got to do.
Okay, Joe.
Oh, it's
Joe!
Seeing all
you.
Good seeing
God bless
you,
you all. Merry Christmas. And I will Merry see you all Joe. Down the road.
Okay, buddy.
Thanks,
Thank
John.
You.
Yeah, Joey.
I love this. Invite me next year, please.
Absolutely. Always. Open invitation. See you,
Take
Joe.
Care, you guys.
Talk to you
Thanks
soon.
Nice seeing all of you.
Take yeah. good care right, of yourself.
Yeah.
Hey, you, hey. Hey, Jim, here's a picture of my home planet. I had to look for it for you.
I thought that wasn't what I thought it was, brother. Yeah.
Dennis is from the planet behind that.
Yeah.
yeah.
Planet Sunev. Planet Sunev.
So did you tell us how you do that? I lost that.
With the background?
Yeah.
It is, you can choose... in Zoom, you can click on apps, and within the apps, the choice is virtual. But you have to get the built-in app, and then there's a zillion options. I don't know. I've never done it before, but I'm here. Oh, there it is. There's an original Johnny. There you go.
But wait, I think you can only do it on the computer.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, okay, maybe you can't do it on the phone. All right,
probably.
John.
In the weeds.
And there's the blur.
There you go.
Well,
I like that fake one, John.
Yeah.
What's that?
That's my actual background.
You got a lot of gold records back there, bro. Right?
Yeah.
That's from his deep pocket. There you go,
Dennis. That's exactly, yeah.
Those lefties have a different thing.
Those are all the hits I played on. Mike, do you see the drum head you gave me? Mike, do you see the Dream Theater bass drum head on the wall there?
Ah, look at that. Oh, you got an original.
You gave me that in 2012.
There it is.
Even Zildjian.
I was looking for that.
I'll sell it to you. Jim, how much should I charge him for it, Jim? I don't know.
100 million.
100 million. But, you know, it's Jim, you were talking about Ringo's snare drum sound. I totally agree. And when I listen to, like, the Rubber Soul record in My Life and those songs, those early, you know, 65 songs, like, his drum sound, it changed so much over the years.
Well, yeah, but see, you got to remember, and he said this, too, yesterday. He said he thought I was talking about that period. That's when he discovered the tea towels. And I asked him, I said, now, did somebody recommend you put the tea towels on there, or did you? He said, nah, it was my idea. So he put the tea towels on the drums, and that changed. That was Rubber Soul, I think, during that time, and that was the little wooden Ludwig set, the pretty, and those were all calf heads, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm talking, but I'm talking about the sound, the early Beatles sounds, when it was just real snare drum. No, you know, they weren't in the studio. You hear it. Obviously all those records were studio, but, before Rubber Soul, you know, when they started getting, like serious record making and all that, they were just playing pop music, in other words, you know.
Yeah,
that snare drum sound, that snare drum sound, and the snare drum sound of whoever played on Barbara Lynn, what the heck, Just Try Jack and You'll Lose a Good Thing.
Yeah,
Barbara Lynn, man. That the sound, the snare drum sound on that record, and during that time period, Elgin's, Darlin' Baby, those sounds, I wish I could get those sounds. That's what I long for. But, you know, when you're recording in a studio, you have to be recording for the people you're working for. And it's not necessarily going to be the Elgin's.
No, and these days with specific genres, the sound layers go on, and you don't even have your own sound.
Well, yeah, there's that too, right? Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Kenny, how you doing?
Welcome,
Kenny.
Who's that?
Kenny
Aronoff.
My goodness.
Yeah, a little late, but I'm here.
Kenny, how you feeling? How was the dent? Kenny had a dentist appointment. Do you have a? Pulled.
Yeah, show us.
Yeah, here. Oh, yeah, that's the same one, dude. So I had no problem with Dennis, it just was my process is Aronoff's grind. We grind our teeth, so it's always like, okay, root canal, and then eventually pull the tooth and get an implant. So I'm like, this is a racket. I said, why don't we just go. Fuck the root canal. Let's just get right to the pull the fucking tooth and get, you know what? It's like, it's a racket.
It's a racket.
But they all stick up for each other. They go like, no, you got to save the tooth. Save the tooth. It's going to be dead with no nerves in it. And then eventually I'm going to crack it. What do you mean save the tooth? So anyway, I pull it out. It's like nothing. I just take Tylenol. I'm good for some reason. I don't know. I'm good. But that's what I was doing. I actually told the guy, I said, well, how's the tooth look? He says, looks great. He says, well, put it back in then.
Some crazy glue. Yeah.
I mean, like, if it's good.
Hey, I got to come in here real quick. I'm sorry. I got to say this.
Yeah, that's all right.
You know what? I had a molar. I say I had it because it ain't there now. But it was it was infected somehow.
Yeah.
Grinding, whatever. And they pulled it, and the plan was, and it was all, and they had an appointment for me, everything, with the implant guy.
Yeah.
The best implant guy, real good guy. But what happened was, once that molar was gone, about, I don't know, maybe a week or so later, I'm, for the first time in my entire life, a long life, for the first time, I'm able to go like this.
Oh, breathe.
Now, you don't know what that means unless you've had a deviated septum all your life and didn't know what it was, but just can't ever get breathe out of that side of your nose. And when you do, sometimes it's nasty. Anyway, none of that. It's all gone. And so I told my dentist, I said, you know what? I think what happened was when they took that tooth out, my sinus relaxed a little bit. And he kind of laughed like, that's probably technically not it, but it's similar. It's something about it. The sinus is right above that tooth. And now all I can tell you is that, believe me, this is an impossibility.
Wow.
Do you have a
time? And this, wait, is the, you, this is winter time.
Do you have deviated septum?
Oh, yeah, very bad one. When I was 18, they wanted to fix it, and I was afraid, so I didn't let them do it.
I had mine fixed, but I told them don't make it smaller, just straighten it.
You missed the whole thing. I mean, with this talk, and I'm so glad that we're not talking about drums again, because now I'm going to go get a pair of pliers, pull that molar out. And now I was going to have it done, and I didn't do it.
No, but the DV, I had to, my nose, as big as it was like that. And, I couldn't breathe, and I was getting infections. So they just strained it. But dude, they didn't tell me what the procedure is. Do you guys know what the procedure is?
Found out what it after is, yeah.
They got to break it.
They break it and they peel your entire fucking nose.
Yep.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, they literally, they take a chisel and they take a hammer and go like that. Yeah. And then they peel it back. I saw a video on that after the fact. I said, fucking thank God I didn't see that before.
Oh, my God.
I found out, and then I canceled my appointment.
Well, I mean, I breathe great, but you know what? That's interesting you said that, Dennis, because Dennis. Hi, Dennis. How you doing, man?
All right, my brother.
They showed the x-ray. They showed where the x-ray was, and there was your sinus is right there. So that it was all cloudy, and I said, whoa. He says, it's not an infection, but you got some shit happening there. He says, that'll go away once they pull the tooth out. So, yeah, it's all right there.
I woke up one morning and 7 teeth fell out.
What?
What? Yeah. That's your dentures.
I had throat cancer. Okay.
Right? What the fuck? How did 7 teeth fall out of your head?
7 teeth was all like a bridges and stuff. Finally, it wasn't anything I could do to fix it. We tried to save some part of it, and eventually they took all my teeth out and put, these are all
implants. Yeah.
But man, it was like 2 years.
Oh yeah. Of
misery.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
As well, like Kenny's, I know that Kenny, you had your whole issue from tackling me at NAMM and missing and, you know, taking me down to the floor and you hit your nose. Remember that?
Absolutely. And Dennis knows all about the Aronoff tackling.
Yes, he does.
What? We all do, Kenny. We all do.
I think we all do.
Yeah, but
we've all been tackled.
But then,
Yeah, I'm not making it up. If you know, I'm not making it up. He'd like to absolutely tackle me, put me right to the ground, and I'm like, "What are you doing? Just knock the wind out of me."
As John, I've done it to everybody. You know, I used to see people. They'd start running when they'd see me. And then Dennis runs into my brother to stop me. If anybody's heard this story, Dennis runs into my brother in the Albany airport, I have a twin, identical twin brother, and he goes up to my brother and hits him. My brother's going, who the fuck are you? And Dennis is going, what the fuck is wrong with you, Kenny? He says, I'm not Kenny. He says, bullshit. And it went back and forth, and finally Johnny had to call me up and put me on the phone with Dennis.
Wow. Dennis Chambers is not getting a little off
dude. He's getting off the floor and he's looking at me like, oh, you know my brother. He must be a musician.
That is so fucking funny. That's so great, yeah.
So why do you do that to people like Dennis and Mangini? Is it because something about
I don't know. They kind of look like guys, you know, you got to throw them down, tackle them, and lick their lick their face, pinch their tush, you know.
Oh, okay, so it's a love thing.
It's a sign of affection, yeah.
You know what? So me and my brother were very hyper, young kids. And my parents actually, you know, it'd be like 20 below zero. You know that weather, Mike. 20 below zero in Massachusetts, snowing. And my parents say, get out of the house, go out and play. We're like, it's 20 below. So just put on 100 clothes, go out. We were so hyper running around, and they always had us in sports. And so we were just these type of guys, you know, get people in headlocks, hit them in the head. It was all for love, you know, it was fun. And so I didn't realize that other people don't do that.
Yeah,
it's kind of like a caveman thing. I love you. Ah.
We've dealt some things the hard way with the rest of the world. There is life outside of Massachusetts, but I think at that point, what really incited you to hit me extra hard was my wearing my Tom Brady shirt. So,
now all I do is talk about how cool he is. I love Tom Brady. He's the role model for, you know, excellence. Tom Brady, what Mike's talking about is because, living in Indiana, I became very, very close friends with the owner of the Indianapolis Colts. And I was a Patriots fan, but when you start flying with the team and you go to 11 Super Bowls, you're on the sidelines, you know, I'm there right where I could stand next to the bench with Peyton Manning. And every time we go into Foxborough or when the Patriots come to Indiana, they crush us. And so that's what that was all about. So, yeah.
It's all right. My doctor's wondering how my sternum is facing the opposite way because the ribs were cracked in.
Yeah. Thank you. You say the Kenny Aronoff. It's a Kenny Aronoff hold.
Yeah. It was either a tackle or a bear hug where he would lift you off the ground.
Well, how about what?
Well, Johnny, I kind of remember a choke hold on you, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Chokehold was a common thing. We wrestled to the ground one time at a clinic when I was introducing you. And I used to wrestle in high school. And I was holding my own with you for a little while there.
You remember what I did to Armand? Were you there when I did that?
I
lift up Armand and I'm shaking him. And everybody's going, no. And they're laughing so hard. You know why? He had two ribs broken.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
He had two ribs broken, and he's such a good sport. He's going, and the girl, his daughters are going, no, and they're just, everyone's dying laughing because they can't believe this is happening. I didn't know. they should have had a sign on, I have broken ribs. I didn't know.
They just should have taken you out with I forget what Bond movie it was where the guy would throw the hat, but they should have napped you. A 10-inch splash symbol, zing, right in your neck.
Oh, God.
Kenny, while we're talking, I just found a picture the other day. I don't know why. I don't know where it showed up, but it was of
You, Jimmy DeGrasso, Eric Singer, and me. Wow. And I think we were in an elevator at NAMM, and it was after the Hilton Bar.
Oh, my God.
So, you can't believe this picture. If I find it, I'll have to send it to you. Someone's we can't. It's blurry.
Yeah, I know.
It's hey, everyone, the Hilton.
I wish I could be in a room with everyone. I have to sign off. I got to warm up the sled and head up the road. I got to get a little Charlie. Work.
Thanks for popping in, Charlie. We'll be wrapping it up in just a few minutes anyway. Yeah. Thank you.
Charlie.
Hey, holidays to everyone.
Charlie, where are you at right now?
I'm in Riverdale in New York.
Awesome.
Yeah, I want to just talk to and hug everybody and hope we get to catch up and see each other in the new year.
Charlie came to my house in Indiana and spent, how old are you, 12? I can't remember. You were young.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. Of course.
Young Charlie Drayton.
We've never met Charlie, but it's so nice to meet you virtually.
I know, Robin. We've only spoken, and now we're on screen. Now we just got to get together. And I'm looking forward.
Really sweet to.
Charlie, you still look young. What the heck's going on?
I know. Here? He's the baby of the group here.
Are you like 25 yet? Look at him. He looks
I smashed that a while ago.
Yeah, I bet. Well, whatever your vitamins you're taking, you're holding.
I know. Still get that same baby face.
Yeah, you look like a little. Hey. You look like a little kid.
Slower tempo. Keep me healthy.
Even when you grow a little bit of beard, you still look like a little kid.
I know, man. It's rough. My blood sugar's going down. I've been sitting here rapping, and I don't mean talking about gift wrapping and rapping, working. You know. Chasing the little daughter around, all that stuff.
Well, listen, have a good Christmas there, bro.
Yeah, Charlie. Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas, Charlie.
All right, now.
Yeah,
thanks for joining, Charlie. See you soon.
All right,
buddy.
Mike, how do you turn this off now?
Leave. It says leave.
Ciao. Oh,
that's just live. Leave live.
Yeah.
Well, Kenny, I didn't find the picture of us, but for some reason, I got a picture of Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs when he opens the door. McGee probably sent that to me.
Oh my God!
Talk about McGee. When the Colts beat Pittsburgh the other day, McGee.
Oh.
I know McGee. He says, "I said, are you still there?" He says, "I fucking turned the TV off."
Boy, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
dude.
We've tortured him, and you know Johnny's been in the middle of this too, out in there, whatever. But you know, because McGee, who's the dentist, I know you met McGee, right?
Oh, I know McGee. Okay. I was about to ask you, how's he doing?
Yeah. So he and for the rest of you, he's a friend of a friend who got started as a drum tech in the business through me, as I got a gig with going out to work with Steve Vai, and my friend said, look, at hire McGee. And I was like, well, all right, okay, yes, fine. So anyway, one thing led to another, and he became so well-liked by everybody, whether we could set the drums up or not, he made everybody laugh.
Exactly.
Right? So,
exactly.
As you know, so, and he's been on so many trips with us and all that, but anyway, he's a Pittsburgh fan, but he's from New England, so that doesn't float.
Doesn't make sense.
Once we became, once I knew him, we became friends. It coincided with the Tom Brady era. And so, of course, the Patriots beat them every single time. What was bizarre is on four occasions, I ended up back in Boston the week that those two teams would play and would watch the game with Dana. So McGee would come over and we won every time. So I got to tell you a few of these stories because just. You're going to have a snot bubble come out. This is unbelievable. But so we go into Dana has a place in Southie, Johnny, South Boston.
Yeah.
So we get there now. Dana and I had been out, the whole, for two straight nights, just tearing up. So we were we ordered takeout from the place across the street. That's the kind of shape we were in. All right. No joke. And so, So McGee comes in, and you know, we are just smelling up the place. He's insulting us the whole time, and the, you know, of course the Patriots are winning. So when they would score, Dana and I would clap like we were in elementary school. He gets up and leaves, doesn't talk to us, blah blah blah. The next time, comes to my house, and it was just when I get in this other house, and it's old. It had a really old, pristine door that's irreplaceable. So I predicted the game score at 23-20, and I wrote it in crayon just to aggravate him. And that it came out to 23-20 at the end of the game. When I showed him the score, he almost broke my front door and left. I had to chase him up the street, and I banged on his window. And I'm like, "You almost broke my door. What's wrong with you?" And he rolls down the window and goes, "Good." Takes up, but the one of the best ones is we're all out at NAMM, and Kenny, I think you were sitting here when
yeah, I saw a bunch of playoff games at NAMM.
Remember when Scott Travis from Priest came over and said something to me because he yelled at me for insulting McGee? Like, he's like, "Mike, you shouldn't insult people like that." I'm like, no, you have no idea. We have no idea what this guy just said to me, because what McGee said was that I was so short that I could walk under the Patriots lineman, whatever. So, and it was, remember, I won't say the rest of it. I won't say the rest of it, but you were there, and we had snot bubbles coming up. So I, of course, insulted McGee, and Scott Travis happened to hear the insult that I said to McGee, because he was a little big at the time. So Scott came over with the pool cue. You remember that, right?
I vaguely remember. I just remember that there was always the playoffs. Johnny D would have the Patriots game, or we'd be looking for a TV set somewhere.
Yeah, we had it at the booth.
At the booth. And every time the Patriots won, they beat everybody. So it was whether it's the Colts or the Pittsburgh Steelers. And, oh my God. I remember watching the Colts and the Patriots in the booth, and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, we got our asses kicked.
And people were talking,
I'm still pissed off about the Colts leaving Baltimore.
Oh, God. Yeah, but you got the fucking Ravens, man. They are fucking
Colts was my team. That was my team.
That was weird, leaving in the dead of night in the truck. I still don't know the total story why they had to leave at night, because they sold the team, so just leave. But they left at night in the truck.
That was their way of sneaking out. I remember that.
Well, you know,
but they had camera crews. They had the camera crews out there and everything, so it was weird.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to hide a football team moving.
Exactly.
Well, I'm kind of
with semis.
Well, I'm kind of putting two and two together here. Maybe they heard about you getting Kenny in a headlock, and they wanted to ditch you, and they were like, "I'm out. But we don't want to make Dennis mad. Nobody makes Dennis mad. You don't survive."
Right. Oh man! Well, you got to be a Ravens fan, though, right?
No, not really.
They're really. Oh my God! They're tearing it up.
Yeah,
they look good.
They always, you know what? They always wait till they get to the playoffs, and then they just screw up.
Well. We'll see. They lost a running back. That's a big injury. Is he out for the season, Mike? You know, 30. I saw it's 34. I'm spacing his name out, but he fucked up his knee pretty good.
I'll tell you what really got messed up is that I lost the Pearl pool last week. Because Jacksonville is really they're very good, but if you saw what happened in that game, if they won, I won the whole pool, and I'm watching, and they drive down, and the Ravens aren't stopping them, but they're stopping the Ravens, and then Trevor Lawrence, their quarterback, just running, he just drops the ball, and I went I went, "You did that for me, didn't you?" And then he did it again, and he did it again. I had to turn it off.
That was weird. He kind of got. He got pulled back. He got pulled back, and he let the ball go.
Oh, that was because someone told him that I would have won the pool, and so he dropped the ball and he threw the interceptions. And you know how it goes.
Hey, I was glad.
I gotta go. I love you all.
Okay, Robin.
Hey, Robin. Thank you.
Good to see you.
Happy holidays, Robin.
You too, Robin. Thanks. Nice to see you.
Thanks
too.
For being here.
Nice later, Robin.
We have a way of scaring people off with football talk.
Hey, I just want to tell you guys real quick. Peter Erskine sends holiday greetings from Tokyo.
Hi, Peter.
Peter's watching live, and he was invited to be here today, but he couldn't because of the timing. It's early in the morning there. But Pete, happy holidays to you too, buddy. Pete. Yeah.
What's happening, Pete?
Pete, why don't you just take us in the shower? Put the computer up and, you know, it's fine. It's
he's
good.
Probably having his morning coffee.
Don't do it.
All right. Well, guys, I'm gonna let you guys all get back to your day here. And thank you so much for being here with me today. Kenny, I'm glad you could make it. I was getting a little worried. I figured you ran a little bit late at the dentist, but thanks for coming. For showing up.
Yeah, I was just waiting for the prescription. That I was in and out in like about 30 minutes, but wow. I had to wait for the. Yeah, it was fast. Yeah. He just Novocaine, and then he starts yanking, and it's out.
Wow! Isn't it wild how you know what's going on and you can't feel it, but you're waiting to feel it?
Well, here's how I knew. He says, "Okay, I'm gonna try to yank your tooth, but you keep your head steady." It's like someone going like. He's like, it'd be as if someone had a gorilla was pushing your head and you got to resist it. Now, that's just such a bizarre thing. But anyway, whatever. It's good now.
There you go.
I can breathe.
Oh, man. Well guys, hang tight.
To see everybody.
Great to see you guys. Hang tight for a minute. I'm going to end the stream.
Hey, you guys. Yeah, Jim. Hey, Johnny.
Yeah, Jim. Yep.
Real quick, just last little thing here. All that football talk, and I was getting ready to join in, but you know what? The reason why I went to see Richie yesterday was to take him a jersey, the Jordan Love jersey. You guys know who that is, right?
Mm-hmm. Green Bay?
Yeah.
Okay. Hell yeah.
It's a long story, but my sister is in assisted living back in Wisconsin, and she... she's being taken care of by these really great people. This one woman, especially, as part of the team, and she's a big Ringo fan. So I got her tickets to Milwaukee to see Ringo. And so as a present, they sent me a jersey, a Jordan Love jersey, because, you know, they with the love and everything.
Yeah.
And so I took it over to Ringo and I had him take a picture, but he put it on backwards. So that Love would be in the front.
Of course, yeah.
Perfect. I wish I could show you. When I see you guys in person, I'll show you. It's beautiful. And so he didn't know who Jordan Love was. You know, he didn't know anything about American football. But he loved the whole idea.
Well,
anyway.
I have a question, though, before you go, because this is interesting. Like, so you set someone up with the ticket thing, and then you get this beautiful shirt. All I get is an email the next tour asking for twice as many tickets. What am I doing wrong?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
well, you know, it's who you know, Mike.
I guess so. I don't know. Hey, I'm gonna get in my crazy bus and go home.
One more last thing. That little Volkswagen van, that's the same exact color. If I showed my wife right now, she would this. I drove one of those, the exact color, the exact same thing, man. When we first got married for at least 4 years, at least three, 4 years.
Wow. And she stayed with you?
It's so funny to see that.
No, she tried to get away from him, but it didn't work.
Well, guys, hang with me for 1 minute. I'm gonna end the stream and we'll say goodbye. But thank you so much for being here today. Big hand for my remaining guests, Eddie Tadhuri, Mike Mangini, Dennis Chambers, Kenny Aronoff, Jim Keltner, and everybody else who was here earlier. Thanks for watching. Robin. Happy holidays, everybody. Yeah. All right. Give a big wave, everybody.
See ya. Right. See ya in 2024.
Right on.
Yeah. Love all of y'all.
All right.
Take care,
thanks, you guys. All right, you guys. I'll see you soon, guys. Thank you. All right, well, that's my show. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, give it a like, leave me a comment. Don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel if you haven't done that already. And the podcast is available on all the podcast platforms, so download it. And remember, no drummers are ever harmed on Live From My Drum Room or Track Talk. And drummers, when in doubt, leave it out. All right, again, thanks for watching, thanks for listening, and I'll see you again real soon. See ya.